once we have cold fusion, which I was explaining back then, is represented by the fact that more energy goes out than is put in to make the battery go. So you get excess output, excess energy. And if it supersedes the cost of the battery, then you don't need to pay for it anymore. So cold fusion is the first successful merger of first and second nature made by humans, the first second nature artifact that takes on the characteristics of immortality, endless energy that first nature, I'm proposing, has. So that is the colossal significance of cold fusion. Now so I stated that in 95 in an essay, published it, and it's been emanating for 14 years. There was no one else putting cold fusion into the history of media and technology. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So here it is, 60 Minutes announced what was the date? The 19th?
Sunday.
Yeah, the 19th announced, picking up from the U.S. Naval Laboratory, announcing on March 23rd that they had great evidence that there's validity in cold fusion. Then 60 Minutes picked that up and had done some other research and basically gave a show without knocking cold fusion. The main devil's advocate, Richard Garwin, who's been part of nuclear technology for 50 years or so, he gave his opinion, he was cynical about it, and then they brought the show around to make him look like he had pie in the face. And that's incredible for something from the establishment like 60 Minutes to favor the renegade, the broken man, Martin Fleischman. It was very touching watching him. He knew he had something, and as he says in the interview, when they ask him what he thought of this belated recognition, he said, well, what a waste of time. We could have had this 20 years ago and all that.
Right,
and
it was, right.
And I kept thinking he was like Galileo under house arrest. Apparently Galileo, after he renounced his discoveries to the Vatican Inquisition he went through back in the 1600s, he basically was under house arrest. Now, Fleischman is not under house arrest, but he's under a psychological house arrest. He's had to put up with abuse for 20 years. I mean, his partner, Stanley Pons, was an American citizen, and he gave up his citizenship. He was so disgusted at what happened in the 90s. And Fleischman went back to England, where he's from. So it was very interesting that this show, the 60 Minutes show, will go down in history as a major acknowledgement by the establishment part, the military-industrial complex of the Android meme. And you see the effects. It's not this, kids think, well, if I invent something and I save the world, everybody will love me.
Right.
Now, there's Martin Fleischman and Stanley Pons are going to be on the scale of Galileo, in 200 years, 300 years in terms of the history of humanity. This is the beginning of the truly modern time. Modern historians will look back and say the modern world began with cold fusion, not anything before that. So, and cold fusion breaks us out of the tyranny of the android meme. And to the degree we don't implement cold fusion, then we are stuck in what the Bible calls the mark of the beast and all the disservices of Android meme surveillance, even though it does inflate each person to become the metaphysic of my own creator, my own space, my space. Okay, now what's interesting, a couple weeks ago on this show, I responded to the March 23rd announcement by the U.S. Naval Laboratory saying that my team, which has been bragging on our show here, Cashflow, or your show, and I'm the Wednesday component, since August 26, 2008, we have on James's website, it won, IT,
yep.
It won. And
that's
I was announcing the fact that we were bringing in cold fusion, and then October 22nd, we had a major meeting. So I've been celebrating since 1st of September this breakthrough. But I said a couple weeks ago, not knowing 60 Minutes when 60 Minutes would come on, I knew they'd have to do something, but didn't know when they were going to do it. I announced that the U.S. Naval Laboratory is working with a cold fusion that we gave them. We gave them some hints, but it isn't what I'm bringing in and what my team's bringing in. We're bringing in better stuff than what they're featuring on 60 Minutes. That's even more incredible good news. So we now know that what we talk about here has some kind of validity. And I'm bringing in newer technologies, and one of the technologies is the melting titanium shell. That's a new thing. People might think it's fantasy. You watch 6 months, it's going to be a lot of effects of this. So I'm moving us past the cold fusion breakthrough into implementing even more subtle energies, enhancing the mystery landscape. So that's what I want to say. Good work, James. You're okay on the media. You're the one who got interviewed. They don't interview me. They interview you. And it's great that you picked up on the cold fusion meme when I started telling you about it last year. And we were on a previous network all last year from January 2008 talking about this. So
yep.
I got some emails. People. One email said, the person just, they knew me, and they just had me listening 60 minutes. They didn't know what was coming on. And then they heard it, and they go, oh, my God, yay. They yell out, yay, and they write the email to me, re-elect Bob.
Right, exactly.
Re-elect Bob, because I am the president of a lot of the national situations right now. And this is an ongoing State of the Union address. So how's that for State of the Union? We got the little Android meme to acknowledge that James and Bob were on the right track.
Right. I wanted to let everybody know, too, that I know we've been talking about this a long time, and people have addressed this with me privately. They've addressed it with the people that have called me with, you know, their financial issues, and, you know, they've asked quietly behind the scenes, is this Bob guy for real? And I said, yes, he is. So what I'm going to be doing with this particular archive now is it is going to be a testament, a kind of, I would say, like it would be an oath or a
It won.
That's right. It will be used as a tool, like an affidavit. So I'm going to be sending this out all over the place because I think that now this will hopefully alter a lot of the potential violence that is brewing up all over the U.S. and other parts of the world because of financial situations. And if they understood and had something to look forward to, like this coming out, this has major repercussions for the entire world to make things better. Obviously, there's going to be other negative effects as well. But hopefully, I feel that with the potential violence that's brewing from other networks, I will be on kind of a radio tour as a guest, and I'm going to be initiating this announcement that we talked about today. I'm going to integrate that into all of the interviews I'm going to be doing henceforth, because I think if people are not giving some great news, because it's amazing to me that this came out, 60 Minutes came out, and this should be, there should be celebration in the streets. This should be on every single newspaper. Everybody should be talking about this. If there's any, you know, people walking out on the streets, they should be saying, we want this stuff now. Hopefully.
Well, James, what we need to say is that we want martial law now. Because I did say that when we discussed this a month or two ago when Cold Fusion came out, that we thought, I suggested, my team thought, well, let's have martial law first and then bring in the Cold Fusion so that we can handle the side effects. Now, we've decided, and if we get interviewed on other shows, we're advocating, let's make a party, let's allow the forces to announce martial law, because we're already inside martial law, or you people are, in the situation of cities as concentration camps. So it's no big deal of martial law. Let's put them all, the whole population in the jails, and of course this will be realized to be absurd in a few days or a few weeks, and then we bring in Cold Fusion. But we act out the martial law first.
Right,
and
I agree.
Right. Now, flipping back to the Cold Fusion story, did you notice that the question was, well, we can't explain this. It doesn't fit our theory. See, Western man has to know why before they'll do anything. They have to fit into the conceptual framework. And that is an example of moving into the mystery landscape. It's going to take a long time for people to explain the Cold Fusion. But the people should say, well, I don't need the explanation. Just give it to me. So we have demonstrations for bring on martial law. Let's get rid of the Alex Jones panic and all that stuff that everybody worries about. Realize it is nothing compared to the concentration camp we're already in. And then say, when they release this, okay, now you can bring in the Cold Fusion. Now we can go into a positive, super positive new situation with fully conscious awareness and anticipation of the side effects and the breakdowns of this new environment. So the mystery landscape has arrived. We don't know how to define it. That was a theme in the 60-minute show. And We are saying that President Obama represents the mystery landscape and the mystery body because we don't know what's happening. And I explained, I had the best explanation of the charisma of mystery, of Obama as the mystery body. He didn't know he's bringing in the mystery landscape, but he was the resonant android meme image to complement what has happened. And here we are, 2 months into his administration, basically after his administration. But the meaning of his administration is the mystery landscape. And on April 19th, it began to be articulated.
Right, that's right. So what I'm going to do, everybody, for everybody that's listening, everybody that's going to be listening to this archive as a reference point and so forth, henceforth, on appearances all over the U.S. and probably other countries as well at some point, I'm going to be announcing that we are going to be hopefully asking the public to peacefully start this process and ask for martial law. Get out there, bring your sandwiches, bring your friends, bring your jukeboxes, whatever you bring out there, celebrate, because this is going to be a critical point of transformation, and I really want all of the nonsense that's going on in, quote, the Patriot movement, which I have always put myself away from because of the escalating potential violence, because they're reacting to something that doesn't, they don't even understand yet. I want to make sure that we can eliminate as much of that as possible.
Yeah, so stay home, watch the unfolding of incredible events over the next few months, and don't pay, don't believe the bills they're sending you. I mean, they're not going to get any money in the taxation this year. There's so many people protesting. So we need to, okay, so then the government panics. Nobody's supporting us. We declare martial law. Well, let's anticipate that. Let them have the martial law, and we'll refuse to pay all the government resources they think they we owe them. And so that includes the Patriots, but we're making a joke of it. Because if the whole population comes out, okay, arrest us all, they can't do anything about it. So
right,
it could be
right. Do you understand this, everybody that's listening? I hope you listen to this real carefully. This is a way to avoid a lot of the mess, but it's going to require millions of people all over the nation are going to have to get with the program on this deal and not resist and just succumb to the situation. And if you all of you do it at the same time, this will work.
Yep. And just if you say 500,000 do it, that's enough, because TV will inflate it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, if we could just get all of the unemployed people and the irritable people and everybody in L.A.
to do that.
Now, they did this. They got at least that amount when they were protesting the war. Now we have there's a different type of war going on now. So 500,000 should be easy. So hopefully we can put that out there, and it'll bleed through the Android meme, and people will pay attention to that, and they'll follow suit.
Yeah, because the authorities that use this image, the fearful image of putting us in concentration camps, that image is so weak and anemic, because we actually are for people. They lived the American dream, the baby boomers, they got their big houses and their money and everything, and it all got taken away. So you're a slave already right now. You're in martial law. So let's bring out the old 19th century images or early 20th century images of horrible concentration camps as a new prison and show the absurdity of it. And then everybody recognizes the TV landscape will show it, mirror it back to us. And then we say, okay, now we can bring on cold fusion.
Right, right. So in other words, now what everybody needs to know is, Bob knows, I know, for the listening audience, here it is. You've got your cold fusion. It is confirmed. It is real. Now there's motivation for you to do some internal change to start these things that we're talking about. So onward. All right, we're out of time. Bob, thanks again. Everybody out there, thank you for your emails. Thank you for your phone calls and questions and comments and so forth. Go out and with your loved ones and celebrate, because good things are coming.